This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. Before I talk about this episode of Acts of Evil Through People, I need you guys to go and do a monthly subscription for me that will help me keep my podcast alive so I could bring you guys a lot of really cool real events, real life, paranormal, spiritual, real talk contents for you guys. So let's get to the episode. What does acts of evil through people mean? Well, everybody knows that good versus evil, evil versus good, however the hell you want to say it, has been existing since the beginning of time. Now, back in the day, a lot of people did repent for their sins. But nowadays, people are promoting sins to happen. People think that it's okay to commit a sin, and especially the same sin over and over again, thinking they're just going to get away with it and they're going to be forgiven on their deathbed when they decide to repent. It doesn't work that way. You cannot commit the same sin over and over again. Now, the way the dark side works to take down humanity and to destroy this world is obviously through people. The dark side, I mean, demons can't just come alive and, you know, a lot of them, the strong ones, they can manifest and show themselves. But then there are those who can't, but they all have the same agenda. When they are conjured up on earth, they are to create havoc. They are to turn human beings' lives upside down. You and I, everybody's lives upside down. They don't care who you are. You could be the president. You could be whoever the fuck you are. They don't care. Their agenda is to turn people's lives upside down. So how does evil work through a human being? And how does it spread? Well, of course, through the word of mouth, through actions. But it happens in the beginning where a demonic entity that gets conjured up will attach themselves to a human being. And they will put thoughts in your head. They will put thoughts in your mind. Put it this way. Me being a psychic medium, a very powerful psychic medium, I don't have to use the bullshit tarot cards, Ouija boards, the magic crystal globe that everybody knows it doesn't exist. I don't have to do any of that. I can do a reading by connecting to your energy from head to toe within minutes. And I will know you of who you are individually as a person and about your life from the day you were born until now. I don't say it because I don't play God, but I do know that, you know, when you're going to die, how you're going to die, you know, all that shit. So if I could do that, imagine what a spirit knows. Spirits know things a lot quicker than human beings know. Spirits know things that is going to happen in the near future and in the far future later on in your life, what is going to happen. That's why they are, you know, some of the spirits are called guardian angels, where they prevent an accident before it happens. They prevent a death before it happens. And the same thing with demons, except that it's the complete opposite. Demons know what the future holds with one person's life. I mean, not counting many other people's lives, but we're just taking an example of one person. They know that person. They know what's going to happen. They know their next steps, and they're going to put things in their mind. It's almost like mind control and brainwash. And that is what evil people have been studying all these years and how to do it. They don't do it themselves. They conjure up demonic entities to do their dirty work for them so their hands are clean. If a spirit takes somebody's soul due to a sacrificial ritual and they are conjured up for a reason to take somebody's soul, then that person that conjured it up, their hands are clean due to the human eyes, due to this fucked up justice system that we have. there when you know, the police department, the court system will never look at it as, oh, it's spirits that are doing it. No. Psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, therapists, all those people will look at it, even though they know the truth, that is, it is demonic attacks, demonic attachments, brainwashing, putting shit in your mind that does not exist, making you do things out of character that you normally will not do. They all know that. But what they're going to do is, this is how the mind control works. They're going to prescribe medication. They're going to put you on medication. If you're smart enough, you will not take it. And everybody that knows me knows what I'm talking about. Because if you go back to Monica Spirit Queen on my YouTube channel, I do have a couple of videos where I do talk about that as well. When I say I do not agree with medications, you know, they turn you into a zombie, number one. They control you. Number two, they're most likely narcotics a lot of times, narcotic medications, which are very addicting. So now you crave it, your body craves it, you need it. And you know what they do? Not only are they controlling you now, but they're stealing your money. They're taking your money, insurance, you know, through insurance, through cash, whatever the hell it is. Because you are addicted and you rely on these medications. And, you know, what does everything add up to? You, congratulations, are now a puppet. You are a puppet for the dark side. The dark side now owns you and controls you. And they do it through certain powerful people. I'm not going to say any names, but certain powerful people. So, and it's not just in our country, it's around the world. So, you know, one agenda fails, they go to the next agenda, then the next one, then the next one. You know, if one plan fails, do you think they're going to give up and lick their own wounds? No, they're going to try harder and they're going to make things more, I would say more powerful and worse on a human being. They're going to do everything they can to break you down. Once they break you down and isolate you from the rest of the world, then they can go in for the attack to take your soul. That's when some people, not all, but the weak ones, put their hands up in the air, throw in the towel and say, I give up. And that's when, you know, the dark side goes in and makes their move. So you guys cannot trust everything that you see and hear on TV and on social media, on the radio. I mean, you know, I had my own radio show, which is a lot different because I did all paranormal stuff. But then I decided with my podcast, I'm going to mix it up a little bit and make it more interesting. I'm going to cover all angles of reality of life. I'm going to tell, you know, basically speak the truth about how spirituality and humans basically work together. You know, the last couple of years, me being a psychic medium and having all these cases that I've been taking on, the last couple of years, I noticed that more and more people have been contacting me because of evil spirits, because of attachments, and because of evil people that have been casting black magic spells on these people, that have been conjuring up demonic entities and sending it to these people. So the dark side, demons are working through people in order to complete their agenda. They have one agenda and one agenda only when they get conjured up. Again, like I said, to turn your life upside down, to cause havoc in your life, to isolate you from the world. And once you give up and throw in the towel, that's when they will come in and attack for your soul. So you have to be very careful. You cannot be gullible. There's a lot of evil people, unfortunately, more and more. You know, it's almost like they're spreading like a fucking virus. Evil people are spreading like a virus, and it's getting worse and worse. You know why? When you are desperate enough, for example, for money, what you do is you sell yourself to the dark side. Well, it's not easy to sell yourself or your soul. Same shit. We just call it to sell your soul. So if you're going to sell your soul to the dark side, that means you have to have some kind of a payment. Your payment is not just your soul. Your payment, now you belong to the dark side. No matter what you sell your soul for, money, fame, a lot of people use it for money, fame, power, whatever the case is. And what happens is you have, now you have made a pact with the devil himself. Of course, his minions, his little minions, which are the demons working for him. The devil will never come to you. It's the demons that impersonate the devil, because people know that a lot of people are more scared of the devil than they are of demons. So, they do manipulate a little bit and they pretend to be the devil. But technically, the devil sits back in his chair on his throne and he orders all his little puppets to go out on earth and, cause havoc. So when you sell your soul, what happens is, you need to have a very good payment. And sometimes it depends how long you want to be famous for, how long you want to be alive, basically, how long and how much money are you looking to get and collect and make. So you need to have a game plan for yourself. And it's a game plan for you to basically bow down, say yes, master, to the dark side, lower yourself below their level, and they will turn you into their little bitch. You have to do what they tell you to do, the dark side, the demons. They will come to you. Once you sell your soul, you will see them, you will feel them, you will hear them, and they will do whatever the fuck they want to do with you. And there's not a goddamn thing you could do about it because you sold your soul to them. Now you're their little bitch and you belong to them. So their agenda is to destroy humanity. How are they going to do it? They're going to do it through you. Once you belong to the dark side, you cannot say no to them. You have to do exactly what they tell you to do. If they tell you to go out there and burn buildings down and you don't, they will come and collect your soul in a heartbeat before you're even ready to go. Or a lot of times before they get to you, they're going to make you pay the price, which is an ultimate evil, dark, narcissistic, disgusting price. They will go after your loved ones, after your family, after your friends, after your coworkers, after your significant other, whoever you care about. They're going to go after them. They're going to make you watch them suffer. They're either going to go after their soul, or they're going to make them get into an accident, or they're going to physically hurt them, turn them into a vegetable. There are times when I've seen cases where psychologists and psychiatrists came and said, oh, this person is having a mental breakdown and they're talking to themselves. No, they're not. They are talking to an actual demonic entity and fighting with that entity. And it makes that person look like they're crazy to other human beings, because other human beings are not able to see who you're talking to. So they do make you look crazy. They'll throw you in an asylum, or they'll turn you into a criminal where you do life in prison, 10 years in prison, get locked up. They'll set you up. I mean, this is all the dark side. And if you don't do what they ask you to do, not only will you pay the ultimate price here on earth, but once they are able to collect your soul, you're going to pay the ultimate price on the spiritual realm, in the spiritual realm, for all eternity in hell. You don't always burn in hell. I'm not going to get into details because I already know how it is, being me and who I am and dealing with all this shit for so many years. I know what happens in hell. So, and it doesn't count when you're on your deathbed and you try to repent. No. Especially when you have been an evil person and you sold your soul long time ago and you have been corrupted basically more than half your life, or shit, it could be the last 5 years of your life before you cross over. It doesn't matter. The fact is, when you're on your deathbed, you cannot repent. It is too late. It is too late. Just like when you commit a crime here and the cops want to lock you up and then you say, I'm sorry. Well, you should have thought about that before you killed somebody. You should have thought about that before you raped somebody. You should have thought about that before you robbed a bank or a store or a person, or, you know, domestic violence or child abuse or sexual predators. You know, everything I just mentioned is the dark side. When you guys look at it, the good side doesn't do it. Angels don't hurt people. Angels help people. I've seen a lot of videos, not just videos, but with the work I'm doing, I have seen a lot of positive coming out of cases due to the help of some guardian angels of certain people. So they do exist. If the good exists, the dark exists. Then, you know, the spiritual realm has always had good versus evil and evil versus good. And there's always been a spiritual war. But they took it to the next level when they brought it into our realm. And now they're working through people, through humans. This is the agenda of the dark side. A lot of greedy people, unfortunately, sell their souls. Unfortunately, they make a pact with the devil, with the dark side. And they have to go through with the agenda. If they don't, they're going to pay the ultimate price. And they don't want to do that sometimes. So they are forced to spread a deadly virus, for example. They are forced to start rioting and looting and using one excuse as an example. Let me tell you something, you guys. This whole racism shit in our country is bullshit. Because for so many years, I've seen, until today, I see black couples and white couples, I mean black people with white people with black people, as a couple, as a family, as a girlfriend and boyfriend, as a husband and wife. They have interracial kids together. You know, so, and then the riots, I mean, Antifa, come on, kiss my fucking ass, you weak ass little pale bitches. You know, the only good thing that came out of the Antifa to benefit them, to be honest with you guys, is them going out in the sunlight and actually getting some sunlight. Have you guys seen how pale they are? And have you guys seen how sick looking they are? They look like fucking inbreds. Antifa fuckers look like inbreds. And they stick their nose where it does not belong. Whether it's a racial war, whether it's a virus, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's a murderer being convicted, with all the evidence they have and they're sitting in trial. Have you noticed that Antifa sticks their nose where it doesn't belong? They don't have their own platform. This is something that you guys need to realize. This is another agenda from the dark side. They pick on the weakest people. Who are the most weakest, dumbest, might as well be aliens on the face of this planet? The fucking Antifa. And you know what? I'm not even scared of them. I have people younger than me that are not scared of them because they're cowards. They are fucking cowards. They don't have their own platform. So what do? They join every criminal terrorist group there is. I think I remember at one point they were supporting the Muslim terrorists that were killing the Christians. And then all of a sudden, Antifa popped in for a minute, but then we kicked them right out because, you know, that they had no room to talk. It was not their fight. You see what I'm saying? So now they're taking advantage of the riots that are going on, the looting that's going on. And then now the Antifa is in the middle of it again. What the fuck do you guys want? Number one, you don't even know how to dress yourselves. Come on. You know, they're wearing fucking clothes from the 30s and 40s. I mean, seriously, shopping at thrift stores and then trying to protest. Give me a break. You guys are a fucking joke. most of them probably weigh 30 to 40 pounds soaking wet. They have no weight on them. And then they're carrying out, you know, pipes and I don't know, wooden shit. I mean, just carrying shit just to hit people. Why do you have to use a weapon to fight with somebody? Are you that much of a fucking coward? Put your weapon down and fight one-on-one with your fists. Because you know that all we have to do is flick you like a fucking fly and you will go and fly into a fucking wall. That's what the Antifa is. They just stick their nose where it doesn't belong. And like I said, the only benefit they have is being the last, what, 4 or 5 days of this protest that's been going on. They have been under the sunlight. Hopefully some of them get a tan. I highly doubt they're going to get a tan. They're going to get burned, but at least they'll have some color on their skin. But you inbred fuckers, stop sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. This is not your battle. This is not your fight. There's never been a problem with black versus whites and white versus blacks in a long, long, long time because the racist card expired years ago. This is the fucking media paying the fucking Antifa to start race war. And look at the Bible. Look at the Bible when I say nations will rise against other nations. And there's going to be race war. There's everything that's been in the Bible. It's happening. That's said in the Bible. It's happening. And people need to wake up and we need to put a stop to this shit. We cannot allow the dark side to win. We cannot allow the devil to win. Because right now, as if right now, destroying humanity, he is accomplishing it. You guys need to wake the fuck up. He's accomplishing it. And it's not just in our country. I have spoken to so many people the last few days about how they feel with everything that's going on. And so many people are upset about it. And so many people don't understand. So I have to sit there, talk to them for 2-3 hours at a time, explaining to them what's the truth, what the reality is. And the truth is simple. I'm just keeping it simple, breaking it down. It's good versus evil and evil versus good. The dark side is working and they're working through human beings. And if you allow them to win, they are going to win. They're going to win. And they're working through the media. They're working through politicians, which I don't trust. And everybody knows that. And I found out a lot of people don't trust politicians. Because it's all their political games and agenda. They want to win. I mean, what? Think about it this way. 2020, November. It's an election year. November, election month. Right? It's coming up, right? Before you blink, November is going to be here. They don't have much time. The dark side doesn't have much time to sit there and plan shit out. So what are they going to do? What is the easiest, the most easiest thing to do and control? Because they don't have, their plan basically was the virus to kill people. And obviously when we found out the truth and exactly who the people are behind it, you know, we basically exposed them, right? So then they didn't have a plan B. The only plan B they have is a B plus, which is the emergency plan, which is going back to racism. So you guys are telling me that every 20, 30 years, we're going to have this race war within each other. Within those 20, 30 years, things are going to be calm. The black people are going to be with the whites. The white people are going to be with the blacks. They're going to get married. They're going to have interracial kids. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to be, you know what I'm saying? Supportive of one another. And then here comes the dark side. Using the old bullshit agenda of race against race. There is no fucking color. There's only one race and it's the human race, and that is what God made, is the human race. And for those to continue on social media to egg people on, you guys are as guilty and racist as the ones you're posting and claiming them to be on the fake news. Don't egg it on. Don't fall for it. Stop posting stupid shit already. What did you, do you guys remember what you posted before the virus and before this racist crap that happened? Do you guys remember that? I bet you don't. Because you guys' nose is so stuck in the negative bullshit. Again, that is the agenda for the dark side. They want you to concentrate on the negative. Because the more you concentrate on the positive, the more they're going to lose and the more you will be able to weaken the dark side. So their agenda is, let's post negative, 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 negative times a million within a 3-4 month period, and let's brainwash these peasants. That's what you guys are to the dark side. Peasants. Those who fall for the dark side are peasants. You guys could get mad all you want, but I don't think you'll ever have another psychic medium as straightforward and honest as me when it comes to the spiritual side, to spirituality, to the agenda. And it's not just about the dark side. The good side has an agenda as well, which is, I'll go into, that's a whole different podcast for that. But we're concentrating on what is happening now. And there's nothing positive happening now. It's all negative. Before 2020, before the lockdown, before all this shit happened, I would see so many posts of happy birthdays, anniversaries, going camping, going fishing, doing this, doing that. You guys see the agenda of how they break people down? First is the agenda to lock your asses up in your house like you're a prison in your own home and you can't even get out. So a week or two is not enough. They need to lock you up in enough time where you just give up and you're tired and you get sick. So they calculated 3 months. Up to 3 months. 90 days the most. I mean, the least, up to 3 months, if you get locked up in your house enough, just like the prisoners go crazy that are locked up in jail, that's what they're doing to us. They can't stick everybody in jail, especially when we didn't do anything wrong and break any laws, right? So what's the next agenda? Let's lock them up in their homes. How many suicide cases have we seen happen due to depression? When people got locked up and lost their jobs and businesses in their homes. How many murder suicides have we seen? Fucking shitload of depressing news out there. And the more you listen to it, the more you're going to bury yourself in it. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're going to read the news or watch the news, do it for entertainment purposes. Don't take it literal and don't take it serious. Because the more you take it serious, the more you're going to absorb the negativity inside you. And the easier it's going to get for the dark side to get your ass. Does it make sense what I'm saying to you guys? I'm sure it does. I'm trying to break it down as much as I can. Good versus evil. Right now, the evil, unfortunately, has the upper hand. And the good has their heads up floating barely above water. We need to switch that and turn it up around. Do you want this world to get destroyed? It's not just our country. It's every country right now. Everybody is getting affected by this shit. How come it was never a big deal on the news when white people were getting killed by cops? All these years. But the minute a black person gets killed by a white cop, oh my fucking Lord. It's all over the news. It's racism. No, fuck you. How many black cops have killed white people? Think about that shit. We did not give a fuck. I mean, we do give a fuck, but we didn't go out there acting like fucking zoo animals. Wild animals don't even act like the way these goddamn rioters and looters have been acting lately. Shame on you guys. Grow the fuck up, you dumbasses. Open your fucking eyes, you blind sheep. And Antifa, Seriously, just get the fuck away. Just shoo, fly. Don't bother us. Get the fuck away. You're nothing but fucking bunch of little cockroaches. Enough is enough. People need to grow up. And instead of attacking each other, we should concentrate on the ones that are causing this problem. It's not the black people that are causing the problem, and it's not the white people. And Hispanics, don't stick your nose where it doesn't belong like the Antifa. This has nothing to do with you. Just butt out. I have nothing against Hispanics, and I don't want them mixing their nose where it doesn't belong either. This is between whites and blacks, and you guys on both sides, we all need to, not me, because I already know what's going on, and I'm an adult already about it, but the rest of you need to grow the fuck up. Open your eyes. We're not the ones that are racist. We should not attack each other. We should come together, work together in peace, like we have been doing for God knows how many years and centuries together. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is when people are listening to the media. We should come together peacefully. And we should not allow. We should put our... You want to protest? Protest against the dark side. Protest against the evil people that started this bullshit. Am I saying it's right of what happened? No, it's not. No cop of any color should kill any innocent civilian, innocent or guilty, it doesn't fucking matter. No cop of any color should kill any civilian of any color, period. I'm not going to say white and I'm not going to say black. I'm not going to label anybody. Any fucking color, any race, any religion, any gender, any beliefs, anything. We are all human beings, no matter what. We all bleed the same color, for God's sakes. When you get shot and stabbed, cops and the crooks and the criminals, they get shot and stabbed. Guess what? They both, even though they're on the opposite side of each other, they both bleed the same color. What the fuck does that tell you? We all have the same skin, right? We might not have the same skin color, but we're all human beings. So think about what the fuck you guys are doing. Grow the fuck up. Don't let evil control your lives, and don't let evil take over your minds. Don't let evil make your minds dirty. Because guess what? You lost. All those people out there that are supporting the protests and that are posting all this shit on social media, and I mean, come on, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't need to be friends with people like that. I have friends that are intelligent, that are awake, that are not sheep. I don't associate with dumb people. So don't come at me and tell me this and no, because I will educate your ass and I will school your ass and I will put your ass where it belongs. Enough is enough. Grow the fuck up. Wake up, open your eyes. We don't want any more sheep in this fucking world. It's not the president's fault that the virus happened. It's not the president's fault that the fucking protests happened. He has nothing to do with it. In fact, our fucking president, you ungrateful fucks, listen to me real quick. Open your goddamn ears and listen to me. Our fucking president of the United States, ever since he came into office, has lowered the unemployment level numbers for black people. And now you guys, your ungrateful fucks are going to come out. The ones that are protesting are going to come out and try to attack him. You ungrateful pieces of shit. And then on top of that, is it the president's fault that you guys are burning down businesses, the same fucking stores that you shop in your own town? I have a question. The coronavirus is still going, right? I have a very good question. So all the Targets, the supermarkets, the grocery stores, all these other fucking stores you guys destroyed. Antifa, you listen to me too, you dumb fuck, since you want to stick your nose into everyone's business. Since you guys destroyed your own town, and the stores you shop at with the coronavirus. And before this, you guys are the same exact goddamn stupid dumb people that thought it was an ass virus, thinking if you're going to buy all the fucking toilet paper, you're not going to get sick and die from the virus, which you're wrong. How are you going to go buy toilet paper? Where are you going to buy? Where are you going to go buy toilet paper from? Where? You guys destroyed and burned down the buildings where you shop at. You guys destroyed too many businesses and left a lot of people unemployed, you selfish cocksucking bastards. So you tell me, you evil fucks, where are you going to get toilet paper from? Because the virus hasn't gone away completely. So guess what? You still need toilet paper, right? To prevent your ass from getting a virus, supposedly? Where are you going to buy the toilet paper from? I want to know that. You dumbass idiots. You cocksucking selfish bastards. And those are those who are saying that other people are racist and act upon it. You're the number one fucking racist, you piece of shit assholes. So back the fuck off. It's not Black Lives Matter. It's not Antifa. It's All Lives Matter, you dumb fucking illiterate, ignorant motherfuckers. This is all the work of evil. Grow the fuck up and wake up, you dumbasses. Stop being little bitches and puppets to Satan and the dark side. You think I'm fucking kidding? Keep it up. Keep it up. And when it's your time to fucking go, you know what? You're going to see demons around you, not angels. Then you're going to try to repent. And guess what, you dumb fucking bitches? It's going to be too late. You won't be able to fucking repent. You could cry your ass off. You could cry like a little bitch. You think God's going to hear you? You think he's going to give a fuck about you? No. You know why? Because you didn't give a fuck about him when you were destroying the rest of the fucking city and you're destroying other people's innocent people's lives. You didn't give a fuck about that, you selfish bastards. Why the fuck should God care if you want to fucking go to heaven or not when you're laying in your deathbed and there's demons surrounding you waiting to fucking take your stupid soul when you take your last breath? How's that? A little harsh? Did I hit a fucking nerve? Kiss my ass. I hate the dark side with a passion. I hate it. I don't give a fuck what color they are. I hate the dark side. I absolutely despise them. I can't stand ignorance. I can't stand those who don't have common sense. I can't stand stupidity. I don't waste my time on that. I associate with intelligent people. At least the people I associate with have some kind of education, some kind of knowledge and experience, and have an open mind to knowing that, hey, this isn't right. Humans don't normally act like this. Humans are not supposed to act like this. Why are they acting like wild fucking zoo animals? They should be caged up. And you know what? I agree. They should be caged up. You fucking pathetic fools. Sometimes I think it's funny to see how lowlifes these are. How weak you guys can be. Not all of you. I'm speaking to the weak ones. Who allows the dark side to take over and control them. How pathetic. I have a lot of people that contact me. Of course, I pick and choose who I help. You know why? Because I get a little bit of a background of the person that's asking for my help. I do ask questions. Why do you need my help? Because this happened. Why did this happen? I don't know. No, not I don't know. Why did this happen? Why do you have an attachment? What did you do? Well, I did this. Well, are you still doing it? Yeah. Okay, well, bye-bye. Sorry, if you're going to continue to be dumbass, I'm not going to help you. If you're really serious about getting help, then I'll be very serious to help you. If not, bye-bye. I don't waste my time on brainless people. Just like I don't waste my time on demonic entities. You know why I get rid of them? Because they destroy humans. I get rid of a lot of attachments when people contact me and I do a reading. And I find out they have an attachment. Or multiple, doesn't matter. I get rid of them right away. First thing I do on the case is I get rid of them before I do anything else on the case. Because I don't want that human being to continue to suffer because of this attachment. Have you guys seen, I'm sure you guys have seen and heard, all over social media and even TV, cartoons even do it. I think Tom and Jerry even had an episode where there's a demon on one shoulder and an angel on the other. Who are you going to listen to? If you're weak, you're going to listen to the demon or the devil or whatever the fuck they want to call themselves. If you are not weak and you believe in the good and you have a good heart, then you're going to listen to the angel on your right shoulder. And a lot of the evil people out there, unfortunately, have chosen the demonic entity, the evil, on their left shoulder. And they completely ignored the right shoulder. And by the time they want to repent, they realize it's too late. You cannot repent on your deathbed, especially if you commit the same sin over and over again. It's unacceptable. This is not human behavior. Humans don't act like, for God's sakes, wild animals don't act like the way these fucking ignorant idiots out on the streets protesting and rioting and looting have been acting the last few days. There was a fucking idiot, some dumb couple that brought their little kid. Little kid, I mean, I don't know how old she was, maybe 6, 7 years old, if that, the most. She was crying because she got pepper sprayed in the face. Why the fuck would you bring your own fucking kid to a protest, you dumb, ignorant hick? A white couple, I'm assuming, because the kid was all white. Pale white. Maybe an Antifa couple, I don't fucking know. Doesn't matter, though. The fact is, that kid needs to be removed away from their fucking parents because they just put their child in jeopardy. How dumb can you get? How low can you scoop yourself down to? Enough is enough, you guys. Enough is enough. Literally brush off. I know it's easier said than done. Monica, I don't know how to do it. Well, it is easy. It is easy. It's simple. Stop listening to the news. Stop listening to the left wing. Stop listening and paying attention to the dark side. You know the little voices in your head that some people get that tell them what to do when the things they want them to do is bad? They know it's bad, so why the fuck do you still do it, you idiot? And then they contact me telling me, well, I've been hearing voices, Monica. I don't know how to get rid of it. I said, so what are they telling you? To do this, this, and that. Well, have you done it? Yeah. Why? I hear voices all the time. It's not voices. I see fucking demons and spirits all the time and angels all the time. You guys think I'm going to fucking listen to them all the time? You think I would be here if I did? You got to have some self-control. You know, I know some people have a little pea brain that, you know, that doesn't work right, but you need to activate it. Activate your pea brain. I mean, come on, stop it. The little voices you guys hear, don't listen to it. If it's bad, if it's negative, that means most likely you have a demonic attachment that's trying to fuck you up and fuck you over and turn your whole life upside down and eventually collect your soul. So you're going to allow that to happen? Are you that stupid? Are you that dumb? Well, Monica, you're so harsh with your words. Fuck yeah, I am. You know why? Because I'm not one of the fake psychics in every mom and pop store in every corner of your fucking town. I'm not one of those fake psychic mediums on TV that you see. I'm the real deal. I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, the in-between, the ugly, the pretty. It's not all about roses and flowers when you're a psychic medium. I see a lot of shit. And a lot of people respect me because I speak the truth. Because I slap reality into people's heads. Because I put reality and the truth in people's minds and open their eyes. So this is one of the truths, one of the many, many truths and many of spirituality that I'm going to be talking about on my podcast. That's why I need you guys to subscribe monthly. 99 cents a dollar. I'm sure everyone could afford it. $4.99, everyone could afford it. $9.99, everyone could afford it. You pick the price. But every dollar helps keep my podcast open so I could continue to slap reality in people's faces. I could continue to open people's eyes. I can continue to help people from around the world that I've been doing the last 17 years. That I could continue to voice spirituality and teach you guys the real truth and reality of spirituality. No one else is going to do it. In fact, I have two books, hopefully, that'll be published by the end of this year, if I have time, because with this whole shit that's been going on, I've been extremely busy. But very soon, I'm working at least on one of the books to get published, which will go into more details about spirituality. I am spreading my resources to help you guys out. Yes, I am harsh at times. I can be. I can either be your best friend or I could be your worst enemy. You choose, because there's no in between. I don't play games. There's no in between in the middle. I don't play games like others do. I speak the truth. And the reason why I do that is because I actually care and I actually want to help you guys. You know, you heard the term of tough love. This is me. I'm using tough love. I'm not against anybody. I love the human race. I respect the human race, but those who actually respect it as well. And those who actually act like human beings. And those who act like animals. I can cuss at you. I'll get in your face. I'll yell at you. I'll bitch slap you if I have to. But guess what? At the end of the day, I will be proud of you. Because I know that I put some shit in your head and open your eyes. And you guys are going to wake up. I may be a bitch in the beginning, but I'm going to be proud of you at the end. Because everybody is capable of changing. Everybody deserves a chance, a second chance. Everybody. Sometimes people do shit out of anger, and I get that. Sometimes people do shit because, you know, out of hatred. I get that. We're human beings. We all have feelings of hate and love and disrespect and missing you and this and that and heartbreak. And of course, if you don't have any of those emotions, you're a fucking robot. We all have mixed emotions of what's going on right now in the world. But we cannot egg it on and add fuel to the fire and add negativity on top of negativity that's going on right now. We have the ability and the upper hand to change it. Just like we did with this ass virus, you guys. Once the riots kicked off, the ass virus disappeared to everybody, right? I mean, technically it's still here. But people didn't give a shit. More than half the rioters don't even have a mask on. But 2 weeks before, you guys, everybody was wearing a mask. What happened? Because you guys know, if it, you know, those rioters out there, if you guys think and know that the SARS virus was a hoax, and I'm not saying hoax and like it didn't exist, it did, but as in a political agenda, then you guys should know that the riot is the same thing. It's just a continuation of the virus. And trust me, once these riots are done, because it's election year, up until November, we're going to go through a lot of turmoil, ups and downs. 2020 is a year of a roller coaster. We are all on a roller coaster. But in order to land safely without the roller coaster flying off its handles and fucking killing people, we can ride together safely up and down, as long as we stick together. Once the shit is done and over with, we can land safely together. So again, you know, If you guys think I'm a little too tough, so be it. But it is because I show tough love. Because I speak the truth. I'm not enemies with anybody. I don't have anything against anybody. I don't have the stupid political agendas. I hate politicians. I hate politics. And everybody fucking knows that. I am about humanity, what's right and what's wrong. And think about your future generation, those who have kids, grandkids, great grandkids, and you're acting selfish. Put a stop to it now. What example are you showing to the little ones? Grow up. Be a better parent, a better grandparent, a better friend, a better teacher, a better everything to society and your family members and your loved ones. When we all come together, we're more powerful. We cannot allow the human race to be divided. I'm not talking about color. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about the human race in general. We all need to stick together because we're all human beings and we all need to act like one. And some of you need to grow the fuck up. I love you guys. Subscribe. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to post this on social media, including Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe to my YouTube channel because I have a lot of crazy, awesome paranormal shows on there as well. And more coming up. The month of June is going to be crazy with videos and content on my podcast. I mean, you name it. We're going all out this month. I mean, we always do, but you know, I chose this month just because I feel like it. I feel like I can change the tune a little bit with what's going on around the world and let you guys concentrate on something a little bit more positive than the negative on social media. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your love and support, and I'll see you next time. Take care.